Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Told you we were going to start the 4 o'clock hour a little bit late, but it was worth it because how often do you get to talk to someone in Finland about food? In Finland, specifically a Lauri Markkanen chicken sandwich. I mean, you know, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity as far as I'm concerned.
Plagan sold me on Finland, by the way. I don't know if he did to you as well, but
totally did.
The sauna
because
thing.
I told you, you know, we're going, Lauri and I are going in March to London. But now I wish we were going to Finland.
Yeah.
Sounds delightful.
Yeah. The sauna thing got me, man. Delightful.
A little sauna and then a jump into the cold pool.
Mm-hmm.
Time of your life.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we're giving you a chance to win a pair of three-day passes to go to the Tortuga Music Festival in April, Fort Lauderdale Beach. Jelly Roll's performing, Keith Urban, Luke Combs, lots more. If you want to enter the contest, the code word today is turtle. So text the word turtle to 20357. That's 20357. Just text the word turtle. If you want more info, go to WQAM.com. It is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us this hour. Let's get a quick look at the headlines because I'm not certain we brought you any headlines in the 3 o'clock hour. We were talking about the list on GQ Australia of bald-headed sexy men, but I'm guaranteeing you Solana's going to have something better as a kicker for the headlines this hour because that one didn't go very well.
Hey, man, does Homa Glow clean the whole house for $19?
So I see that commercial as well. That's the initial, that's your first visit is $19. I don't know anything more than you know because I've seen the commercial.
Okay.
So the first visit is 19. I don't know what they charge after that. And
so they'll clean my entire house for $19 this first time.
I do not know. There may be a square footage limit and the amount of square footage over, or it might be one room, one bathroom is $19 on the first visit and anything else is beyond. I don't know, but I have seen the commercial you've seen.
Yeah, because I'm Molly made right now, man. We have family coming to town.
Why don't you have a regular cleaning person or a housekeeper? Sean Watson, you're online looking for a different cleaner every time you need the house cleaned.
Well, they don't clean outdoors.
Like that's a lawn service. If you want the outdoors,
see, I knew you were gonna get slick mouth. They cut the grass and pick the weeds, but then
Molly Maid cuts the grass and picks the weeds.
No, the lawn service. LSC, I don't know the guy's name. The Haitians, I love them. They come from Loctahatchee. They work hard. And then the Miss Shirley, she cleans the inside. But there's the patio area that's left because, you know, like the lawn chairs and the lawn tables and all that stuff. And it's like it's a neutral part of the house that doesn't get addressed.
Well, ask them.
It's a language barrier.
Yeah, walk them out. I mean, I've gone through this myself, and obviously I give her more money if I want her to clean the outdoor tables and furniture, but just kind of show her.
I'm working too hard right now. That's why I was late coming back, because I'm out here cleaning the deck during the breaks.
I don't have time for this. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Crowder, you should have just asked me. So the word for clean in Spanish is calabaza. So just point to every single thing that you wanted to clean and just yell, calabaza, 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 and boom, you're done. You're good. I got you, bro. Should have called me, man.
But you got to power wash the lawn furniture. Can I tell her? How do you say power wash?
Calabaza fuerte. Tell her just calabaza fuerte.
Calabaza fuerte.
Yeah, I'll text it to you, man. I got you, bro. Okay. Yeah. Court, that's why I'm here.
Thank you.
All right, so we have some Thursday night football tonight. The Jets.
Baloncesto, of course, as well, if you want them to clean the outside. Baloncesto.
Calabaza, baloncesto, fuego.
Yeah, so baloncesto correct. Is patio, as Hawk is referring to. So just tell them, calabaza, baloncesto. Boom. You're done.
And then you say, esta noche somos mantequilla.
Esta noche es monster kia. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Monster kias.
Y'all gonna get me in trouble. Miss Shirley's a nice woman.
You say, mi pie es fuego.
Mi pie es fuego.
That's right. That's how she'll know to clean the outdoor patio area.
Mi pie es fuego.
Y un culo.
Y un culo.
All right, go ahead.
That action, Jack. The headlines.
Yeah, no Pitbull lyrics. You don't want to.
And then if she finishes, I say, dale, right?
That's right. Dale.
Dale. Thank you.
And I'm very excited. You go, tengo uno dinero para usted.
It means money.
That's right. I have a lot of money for you. Tengo uno dinero para usted.
Dinero. Familia. Dinero muy pequeño.
All right, guys. The Thursday night football. Man, what a segment. Thursday night football. Tonight, you got the Jets hosting.
Gusta ir a la biblioteca? That means, do you want to clean the outside?
I mean, library bastard. I took Spanish for 3 years.
Yeah, don't listen to Hawk, man. I got you, Crowder. I got you. Calabaza. Just tell her, calabaza.
Calabaza's fuego.
Yeah.
All right.
Jets host the Texans tonight. They're 2-point favorites at home.
I like Thursday night football when there's no Heat and Panthers, because then I can just watch the football game.
I took the Texans. I just think the Jets are a dumpster fire, and they'll figure out a way to win. And I know their receivers are hurt, all that, blah, blah, blah. The Jets can't beat anybody. Jonathan Minchie, the boy that was out for years, he just thought this, Joe Mixon's going to go crazy tonight. I can't say the Jets are going to win a football game.
But they're not going to lose every game remaining on their schedule.
And the Texans are a playoff team.
But they lost all their receivers.
They got Minchie. They got Tank Dell.
I was going to say, Tank Dell last year, towards the end of the year, was like almost better than Nico Collins numbers-wise.
The Texans' defense is good. Like, I just don't see it. I can't – yeah, let's say, like, you're waiting for the come. We talked about this with gambling. You're waiting for them to turn it around. I'm going to ride the trend of a 5-game losing streak.
All right.
All right, guys, the Miami Heat did lose last night to the New York Knicks, so they're 2-2 on the season. Not a good night at the Kaseya Center.
No.
The Heat are a minus.
Plenty of New Yorkers there, though.
Yeah,
good nights for them.
Normal yeah. amount of Knicks fans, bunch mm-hmm. of losers. Mm-hmm. Bunk. Yeah. The Heat are going to play Saturday. They play in Mexico City. And they're going to play the Washington Wizards. Kevin Love still hasn't made a season debut. He's not traveling. And Duncan Robinson also, for personal reasons, not traveling to Mexico City for the game.
All right.
We're not really going to be on the air tomorrow, so I should remind everybody, Canes play Duke on Saturday. You can listen to that game. It's a noon kickoff here on QAM. And the Dolphins play the Bills on Sunday. We'll have Game Day Uncensored for you starting at 9:00.
All right. Dolphins are 6-point dogs still. Canes, I believe, are 21.5-point favorites now.
Yeah. Ooh.
I don't know about
Ryan
I like that.
From Funky Buddha says maybe the Texans should trade for Ladd McConkey.
Ryan. Ladd will pick up all the slack.
Ladd McConkey. Led bleeping McConkey.
He went crazy 2 weeks ago, didn't he?
Last week.
That was last Sunday?
Two weeks ago, I had money on him.
Oh. Okay.
And he was Led McConkey.
Last week, he was Antonio Gates.
The Dodgers did win last night. They were down 5-0, came back in the top of the fifth. They scored 5 runs. Then they were up 6-5. Then they were down, and they came back and won 7-6 to clinch game 5.
All right.
Great game.
Freddie Freeman was your series MVP. All right, guys. Finally, Kendrick Perkins. He was on NBA Today or ESPN, NBA Countdown, whatever it's called. And he put together his top 5 Halloween candies.
Okay, now we're talking. This is what we were missing in the 3 o'clock hour.
Perk, of course, checks all the boxes to be qualified to put together a top 5 candy list.
Sure.
Did you see his outfit?
Batman.
He was Fat Man. He was... That little midsection done went wrong, boy.
Richard Jefferson looks great. He's Mr. Clean. He looks funny, man.
He does it all the white one.
Number 5 was gummy bears.
Mm-hmm. Bears, okay.
Mm-hmm. Number 4, Twix.
Twix, classic.
You don't like Twix, Crowder?
I don't eat chocolate.
It's got a cookie crunch.
It does.
And got that. You got caramel too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Number 3, Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
But you don't like chocolate, though.
I mean, you know he likes chocolate. That means
I don't really like chocolate.
It's so nonsensical.
My list has no chocolate on it, to be honest.
All right.
Number 2, this is a good call by him. Pink Starburst. So like the packet of Starburst, but only the pink packet, which you can buy.
Yeah, we got it. What did you think we thought that meant?
We've all been in a convenience store.
Why do you think that needed an explanation? All right, so he likes all the color Starbursts.
Just the pink ones.
Oh, okay. Just the pink. So you're saying just the pink.
And number 1, Snickers.
Nah.
It's good, but it's not. I've maintained for years, 100 grand bar is the top Halloween candy. It's got Krispies. It's got caramel. It's got chocolate. You don't normally get it. You'll never be at a gas station paying for gas and pick up 100 grand bar full size for yourself. Like, it's the perfect Halloween candy, the 100 grand bar.
I don't even make them consistently.
Not a single person listening to this show will have their kid show up tonight with a 100 grand bar in their bag or in their little box.
What?
Not
what are
one,
you talking about?
Not one listener right now will have a kid with 100 grand bars.
No one gives away 100 grand bars?
Nobody.
No, they don't.
Oh, my God. That's the best one.
Whatchamacallits?
I'm sorry if you guys tap out after 4 doors, but put a little effort in and get yourself a 100 grand bar.
100 grand bar. Red Hots, Gumballs, Warheads, Starburst, Skittles.
All right. Yeah.
Lemon Heads, honorable mention.
Where are you shopping? At the prison commissary?
Mike and Ike's can get up there. Mike and Ike's can make it a run.
And Gumballs? Where are you trick-or-treating in hell?
A good double bubble gumball?
If someone handed me or my child Red Hots and Gumballs, I would go, we are in the wrong neighborhood.
Mike and Ike's are good.
Mike's are delicious.
Yeah, in the prison rec yard, if you're trying to put together some money to buy cigarettes.
Warheads? You don't like Warheads?
Ike's, Red Hots.
Red Hots, Gumballs, Warheads, Starburst, Skittles.
Oh! My God, man. both you. I mean, Hawk comes out with a 100-gram bar. That might have been great when you were trick-or-treating in 1932. And Crowder...
Literally the best candy. That's the house that everyone loves in the neighborhood. Because they put a little effort in. Anyone can go to Publix and buy a big bag of Three Musketeers. Or a big bag of the Snickers bars or the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. But you know what? You got to go low on the shelves if you want to get the 100-grand bars. And it's probably going to cost you a little bit more than the other candy bars. But there's always a family willing to do it. And I reward them talking about them on the air. Thank you, households that give away the 100-grand bars.
Hawk, you think warheads have eye shelf? You got to ask from the back.
I mean, warheads. Warheads.
Man with the sour on the outside and then the
troublemakers
sweet on the inside.
Like warheads. Troublemakers. That's man. Why you like warheads.
I love
it. It's
warhead.
A troublemaker's candy.
I love a good old fashioned Dollar Tree candy bag. What?
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is a nice afternoon in South Florida. Should be nice tonight as well for all the trick-or-treaters. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
All right. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us. We'll talk some Canes in the next segment. You know I love Gulfstream Park for some horse racing and casino gambling and great restaurants and entertainment. But speaking of Halloween, tonight at Gulfstream Park at the Carousel Club, the party goes from 8 p.m. till 3 a.m. Experience a spine-tingling Halloween night at the Carousel Club in the Haunted Hollow. You can dance under the stars to haunting melodies, and they have themed cocktails available. You can let the mysterious atmosphere captivate your senses. So if you're looking for a place to party tonight for Halloween, Gulfstream Park in the Carousel Club, 8 p.m. till 3 a.m., couple other notes. Gulfstream Park's annual wall calendar giveaway, that's going to be December 6th and 7th. Believe it or not, tomorrow is November. Any race fan wants that calendar. Speaking of December, you can host your holiday parties at Gulfstream Park with a variety of event spaces, professional catering services to meet all your party needs. Whether it's a day at the races in a private suite or a holiday luncheon, Gulfstream Park has a space for you. Get all the details on everything I just talked about and the daily race entries online right there at GulfstreamPark.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
He did the mash. He did the monster mash. He did the mash. It was a graveyard smash. He did the mash. He caught on in a flash. He did the mash. He did the monster mash. Happy Halloween, y'all.
Hawk and Crowder.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crowder, our friend DBJ, sure is enjoying a undefeated season. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Don Bailey Jr. will be on the call Saturday at noon from Hard Rock Stadium. Canes host Duke. Canes number 5 in the nation, trying to keep the undefeated season alive. Hello, DBJ.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good. Would you agree the 100 grand bar is the gem of any Halloween trick-or-treat bag?
Absolutely. Love the 100.
Right. What do you think about, what were you saying, Crowder? Red Hots or?
Red Hots, Warheads, Starburst, Lemonheads.
You're crazy.
Yeah, that's, exactly. The terrible list.
Those are the good candy.
Terrible list.
The Red Hots might have been the worst candy in the whole world. You get a red tongue and a hot mouth, bro. What?
I live different than you. I live different than you.
No. That's when you went out on Halloween as a devil. You'd eat the red hot, stick out your red tongue,
right,
and think you were a devil. That's what it is.
I'm with DBJ. 100 grand bars for life. So were you satisfied with the Canes win Saturday night over FSU? A lot of Canes fans, I'd said this during the week, a lot of Canes fans, you know, they wanted to put up a 70 burger on FSU because they're bad this year. They won convincingly. Were you satisfied with it?
I was satisfied if it would have been 1 point. I'm in a rivalry game like that. If it goes from one, and then however more above a 1 point victory than you get, the better it is. And then it was 22 points, even better. So yes, I was absolutely satisfied.
DBJ, is it good to see? Because moving forward, it's not just winning, beating Florida State. It's you know, college football playoffs and playing the big dogs. To see that Cam Ward can come back from, you know, 28 points in the fourth quarter or whatever, second half, and that they can also get down and just flat out beat you physically and run the ball. Was it good to see that they have both aspects?
Channing, I think that's really the most important aspect, because everybody in the country, and especially every opponent that Miami's going to face, can throw on the tape and watch what Cam Ward can do throwing the football around. He can bring them back from being 25 down, or he can, you know, make something happen at any part on the field in any type of play. But, and you know this more than I do, if you can't stop the run, that's a pretty damn long day for any defense in the country. And Miami's proven the last 2 weeks that they can run the football with back-to-back over 200-yard games. And, you know, they're just starting to get completely healthy, get on the offensive line. So I think that's only going to get better. So I'm as happy with Miami showing me they can run the football the last 2 weeks as I've been with Cam Ward through this season.
How about Saturday? It's going to be Manny Diaz, and he says, you know, this is just another game on the schedule. I'm over everything. That can't be true, right? I mean, don't you think he wants to win this game more than just about any other on the schedule?
I would think so. I would if I was him. I mean, it's, you know, these guys are all very, very competitive. But listen, Manny's going to take a business approach to it, and he's going to prepare. There's only.
I feel like we lost DBJ there.
We did lose Ghouls DBJ. And
look, what happened, Manny, DBJ? Manny, you disappeared. Manny, you there?
Oh, I'll call
Diaz,
him back.
He's tapping in.
I thought maybe the ghouls and goblins on Halloween got to his phone line. You never know what's going on at Don Bailey Flooring. I mean, there could be a lot of a lot of sorcery happening over there.
The money safe fell on the cord.
Knew I had I have a couple of allies in the 100 grand bars. The ticket wizard texted me. 100% agrees. 100 grand bars are top-notch elite. He said he used to eat them from his kids' bags. They would come home. They wouldn't know what those were. He would steal them.
Huck, and I know I have some old. Well, I don't know if my candy's old. It's cheap. But love Barry. Love DBJ. Love you. Y'all, it's a little older skew on these 100 grand bars.
But the Red Hots are actually an older person's candy.
I know.
That was like a big deal in the 30s because they had never put spice into candies before.
Man, I love me a Red Hot, but I also like the ghost pepper too. So I think it's just a me thing.
All right, DBJ, you cut out there. We missed what you were saying.
What was the question?
It was something about Manny Diaz, I believe.
Yeah, Manny. Look, Manny's going to come in here and he's going to bring in a team that's 6-2, and he's going to bring in a team that is going to be well coached. You're going to see that Duke's effort is as good as anybody's that you'll see all year, and from what I've seen, and they've got a real good quarterback, and Coach Diaz is going to make sure that his defense, especially, is going to play Miami very, very tough. But I'm not. It's business for these guys, and sure he'd love to win. He wants to win every single week, but we'll see what happens.
And DBJ, I believe it was Joe Z told us, but even watching Manny down here, like Manny likes the blitz, and I think Duke has a high blitz rate. But like even me, when I was at DC, my whole thing was blitz the hell out of him. But if I'm playing Cam Ward, I think I'm pulling back a little bit and putting some two deep safeties. Do you think Duke blitzes as much as they usually do? Manny's as aggressive as he usually is with Cam Ward in the pocket?
I think Coach Diaz has got a defensive personality, and he's going to bring it until you prove that you're either going to burn him or he's going to burn you. And, you know, I just think that he has that much confidence in his style of play defensively that he's not going to back down from anybody. Hell, they've got more tackles for loss than anybody in the conference. They're in the top three in sacks and quarterback pressures. And, you know, the proof is in the statistics that his way is got them playing winning football. Unfortunately, you know, they had six takeaways last week and they couldn't win a darn football game. I don't know that'll ever happen again where you get that opportunity, but overall they're taking the football away. They're rushing the passer. They're getting tackles for loss. His categories as far as production goes are as good as anybody in college football.
DBJ, you did a great job Saturday night working a couple calls into the broadcast. The Uncle Luke, it's your birthday, was excellent. Yeah, had a little rough go of it. What was it? It was Bebop-a-lula. Bebop-a-lula, but I think it came out of your mouth like Bilabababa or something like that. Play that, Solana.
Bebop-a-lula, she's my baby. Bilabababa, don't mean baby.
Bilabababa is what came out of your mouth. But that's, I mean, you came close.
Well, I saw something and it threw me off a little bit. I was spectating while I was singing, so it kind of threw me off a little bit.
Well, we've got some calls for you to work into Saturday's game. Again, noon, Hard Rock Stadium against Duke and Manny Diaz. You can listen to the game here. Pregame starts at 8 a.m. Saturday morning here on the radio station. So today, of course, is Halloween. I think this song is ubiquitous with this holiday. Little MJ for you. Because this is Thriller Night, and no one's going to save you from the beast about to strike.
It will come out, but it will not sound anything like Mr. Jackson.
All right, I'll give it your best shot. Give it your best shot. Also, the opponent is Duke, and I was thinking of the most famous Duke I could think of musically, and it was Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder. You may not know the song by title, Sir Duke. You might not know it, Crowder, but you'll know the lyrics from it. Here's a couple lines from Sir Duke.
There's Basie Millis, Timo, and the King of all Sir Duke. And with a voice like Gallup ringing out, there's no way the band could lose.
For there's Basie, Miller, Satchmo, and the King of all Sir Duke. And with a voice like Ella's ringing out, there's no way the band could lose.
That will get butchered beyond recognition.
Classic Stevie Wonder song.
Classic.
You do your best with it.
I'll try.
One of the things I was thinking about for Saturday is it's going to be hot. The noon games are hot. Even though it'll be November already, it's going to be hot. And that made me thinking about the players out there are going to sweat. And then I started thinking about Gonna Make You Sweat from CNC Music Factory. And I love these couple bars here from CNC Music Factory, Gonna Make You Sweat.
Here is the gong, back with the bass, pajamas live in effect, and I don't waste time on the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump.
Here is the dome, back with the bass. The jam is live in effect, and I don't waste time on the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump.
So I stuttered through that last one you gave me last week. And you think there's any chance with these three that I'm going to get through one of them completely, or is this a pure just let's rattle his tongue?
It's a noon game. You're coming off the big one against FSU. It's time for you to get on the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm. Jump, jump to the rhythm. Jump.
Up at 40 and half, DBJ. Take your time.
You know what? You know what, Channing? Thank you. I'm going to do these like I'm reading a Herald.
All right, one more. This is Vanilla Ice. Today happens to be Vanilla Ice's birthday, so I thought maybe you work this in.
To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
I'll get some vanilla ice in there now.
Yeah, you will.
I could get some vanilla ice going.
Because that's a good one. That one you can fire off pretty quickly, right? Play that one more time, Solana.
To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
That's a good one. Yeah, Josie won't even know what hit him, and you'll just say, to the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal, light up a stage, and wax a chump like a candle.
Can't you just give me ice, baby?
No, that would be too easy. That would be too easy. If Joe wants to throw that in when you're done, he can go for it, but you gotta bring it strong.
Oh, God. Oh, whatever you guys say, man. It's Duke,
baby. There you go. We got four of them for you. And hopefully we'll hear some of those Saturday. Again, game is noon, Hard Rock Stadium. You will hear it here on 560 QAM. Pregame starts at 8 a.m. Thank you, as always, DBJ.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You feel like we tricked you on Trick or Treat on Halloween? Were there more tricks than treats? Yeah, he hung up. He's done with us. He's like, those effing mother bleepers on Halloween just gave me four tough ones. But the vanilla ice one's pretty easy. Just a couple quickies.
Yeah. It feels like a tongue twister, but you just say it. I gotta say, take your time.
They're wordy, but if you just take your time, you'll be fine.
I'll send them a voice note encouraging them.
Where there's Basie, Miller, Sachemo, and the king of all, Sir Duke. And with a voice like Ella's ringing out, there's no way the band could lose.
Under. Because you were right. I didn't know that song was called Sir Duke.
Yeah, but that's a great. Yeah. Come back with that song, Jimmy. Let's start, even though it's not Halloween theme. Come back with Sir Duke from Stevie Wonder. It's such a great song.
There's no chance.
Such a great song. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.